From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from let's call it NPR News. News, information, mispronunciations. I'm Mike Pasca.
And I'm Rachel Martin. It's Tuesday, April 29th, 2008.
On the show today is the group The Roots, and they were on Letterman last night. I can't tell you how often that happens.
Lots.
Right. So they were on with... So The Roots are this urban Philly, totally great band.
Yep.
They were on with Gwyneth Paltrow, who has been described as the uber wasp goddess, and Richard Lewis, who is the angsty Jewish comedian. And I was thinking, that's about...
Very random.
Yes, that's about as an eclectic a guest mix as you can have. So I challenged you, Rachel, to beat it, to come up with the most eclectic talk show guest mix. Would you like to go first or second?
I'm going to go first.
Okay.
Okay, here's my list. Hugh Hefner... Sigur Rós and Kathy Lee Gifford.
Icelandic rocker.
That's Sigur Rós. Right?
I would say on Letterman tonight is Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke, Three and a Half Men's John Cryer, and the comic stylings of Carrot Top.
Carrot Top. More Carrot Top.
You can't
in
lose
the
with
world.
Him, right?
No.
Prop comics.
Yeah.
So besides the roots, what else is on today's show?
For the past month, the ground beneath Reno has been shifted and shaken. A seemingly relentless series of earthquakes has some residents in the Reno area worried that a much bigger one is on the way. We're going to dive into that story.
Also, the Supreme Court ruled in a case over whether states can require voters to show photo ID before voting. They say yes, states can require that. We'll get a debrief from NPR's Nina Totenberg and then dig into the issue that prompted the case of voter fraud.
And I know you spent all weekend digging around on the internet for leaks of Grand Theft Auto 4.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I put down my one-year-old and I said, I got to go play a fake car driving
game,
son.
Well, it is a big deal to a lot of gamers, and I've seen some of these trailers. It's really amazing. It's a far cry from Miss Pac-Man, I tell you. Grand Theft Auto 4 released today. We're going to get a review. Plus, as we have mentioned several times now, The Roots are in studio to talk about their new record, Rising Down. We're going to get more of the day's news headlines in just a minute. But first...
Barack Obama says Reverend Jeremiah Wright doesn't speak for him, but that hasn't stopped Wright from speaking. Obama's former pastor again took a public podium yesterday, this time at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C.
Reverend Wright defended a 2001 sermon in which he said the United States had helped bring September 11th on itself.
Jesus said, "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you." You cannot do terrorism on other people and expect it never to come back on you. Those are biblical principles, not Jeremiah Wright bombastic, divisive principles.
And he stood up for controversial Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan.
How many other African Americans or European Americans do you know that can get 1 million people together on the mall? He is one of the most important voices in the 20th and 21st century.
Meanwhile, in North Carolina, Reverend Wright's former congregant, Democratic presidential hopeful Barack Obama, tried to distance himself further from the reverend, saying, quote, "He does not speak for me. He does not speak for the campaign. He may make statements in the future that don't reflect my values or concerns," end quote. And in case there was any doubt about whether the Obama campaign is enjoying Wright's recent speaking tour, Obama added, quote, "I think certainly that the last 3 days indicate that we're not coordinating with him, right?"
But while Obama yesterday was moving away from Wright, Wright was drawing connections between his work and Obama's by talking about change.
God's desire is for transformation. Changed lives, changed minds, changed laws, changed social orders, and changed hearts in a changed world.
And yesterday, while discussing the heat he's been facing, Wright made this assertion.
It is not an attack on Jeremiah Wright. It is an attack on the black church.
That point is getting a lot of attention, and not everyone agrees. Washington Post op-ed columnist Eugene Robinson, himself an African-American, says he's had it with the reverend. He writes, quote, "The problem is that Wright insists on being seen as something he's not, an archetypal representative of the African-American church. In fact, he represents one twig of one branch of a very large tree," end quote. Robinson goes on to call Wright's recent speeches egocentric and to say, quote, "We get it, Reverend Wright. You're ready for your close-up."
But on the website for Ebony and Jet magazines, columnist Monroe Anderson calls for all right all the time. He says more of Reverend Wright would be better for race relations because it would allow Wright to get beyond soundbite news and show the world what he advocates is actually pretty banal.
We want to know what you think. We've opened a thread on our blog at npr.org/Bryant Park. So head on over there to join the discussion on the blog. Now let's get some more of the day's news headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.